This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Plagans is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and at toyotaofhollywood.com. Plagans, radio voice for the Florida Panthers. Panthers are in Toronto tonight, trying to put last night's ugly loss behind them. Panthers game tonight, by the way, is on 790 a.m. 790 a.m. tonight is where you can hear Plagans on the call. Doug, what happened last night? Why can't the Panthers beat the Canadiens this season?
Well, they're a good team, and they played hard last night, and full credit goes to the Canadiens for the way they battled a night ago, and it's a case of the Atlantic Division. It was already tough, and now you factor in Montreal kind of rising up this year, maybe a little bit ahead of schedule as far as their development goes, and they're going to make this division even tougher. Fortunately for the Panthers, they're in a situation where, and I know they're fighting for the top spot in the division, but they're in a situation where you can, obviously you would have wanted the second point, but you can say, okay, take the point, move forward. As Paul Maurice said, sometimes you're going to have one like that in an 82-game season, and you kind of leave that one and move on to the next one because there's just not time to dwell on it. The Panthers have a huge game against the Toronto Maple Leafs coming up in about 5 hours' time. We'll be dropping the puck here in Toronto. So these matchups, there's one tonight and one when the Panthers get home on Tuesday night against Toronto, and they very well could shape how the Atlantic Division looks at the top when things are all said and done. So a huge game tonight, and anticipating a Bobrovsky versus Stolarz matchup between the pipes this evening as well, which is always fun and entertaining.
We've had some fun doing over the last couple of years. We do our little fake Paul Maurice things, which is, you know, he loves to say, oh, it's just hockey. It's just hockey. Last night after the game, he said he wasn't even a little bit upset. Is that because that was just hockey? Like sometimes that happens right at the end of the game, unlucky bounce. It's just hockey.
Sometimes it happens. And, you know, like I said, credit where it's due. And I know it's a Montreal team, like I said, that's ahead of schedule, but if they do get into the playoffs, names like Nick Suzuki, who scored the tying goal and the overtime goal last night, their young defenseman Lane Hutson, who the play he made, and again, credit where it's due, because for a 21-year-old defenseman, a rookie, to make a play like he did to keep that puck in the zone, to have the presence of mind to get it out front where Nick Suzuki could do something with it, he factored into all three Canadiens' goals last night. That is a special player. That's a really good player to make an impact like that, to make a play like that with that kind of time on the clock, which wasn't much, in that kind of game with his team fighting tooth and nail for every single point trying to get into the playoffs, and to do that as a 21-year-old rookie. That's special stuff. So credit where it's due. Montreal's building something exciting, and it was a situation where you just had some talented guys make a couple of big plays at a big time, and it ultimately swung it in the favor of one team over the other. But the Panthers wound up getting the 1 point. And as I always say, this time of the year, the difference between getting 2 points and 1 point, it's not as great as the difference between getting 1 point and going home empty-handed. This time of the year, it doesn't matter where you are in that playoff picture, you want to make sure you're getting at least a point out of every game. So the fact that the Panthers did that last night, they give themselves an opportunity now to go into Toronto this evening. If they can win this one in regulation tonight, by night's end, the Panthers could have a share of the division lead, and they would wind up with 3 out of 4 points in a back-to-back on the road, which is never a bad situation to be in. So they put themselves in a situation where they can go in tonight, get a win, and like I said, maybe find themselves exactly where they want to be at night's end through 75 games of 82 on the schedule.
Easier said than done, though, Plagans. This is not an easy game tonight.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And the Panthers have 2 wins and 2 tries against Toronto this season. They see them 2 more times. I love the way that the schedule has fallen into place for a number of different reasons. Logistical reasons, the Panthers had all the, you know, Central Mountain Pacific time zone travel out of the way before March even began. So that was nice. It's always easy. We've talked about it a lot. Always easier to travel north and south within your own time zone than to be going east and west across time zones late in the year. Toronto just did that. They were just out in their California swing a few days back. This is their first game back from that West Coast trip. But it's no easy task when you play Toronto, especially a Toronto team where there's going to be quite a buzz in the building this evening. This is the last Panthers-Leafs matchup at Scotiabank Arena in the regular season. And the Leafs have yet to knock off the Panthers this season. Sergei Bobrovsky's 2-0 against the Leafs here in the 24-25 campaign. But a big game tonight with Toronto playing some pretty good hockey lately. They come in having won their last 2 games. So never an easy task when you're dealing with players like Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, John Tavares on the other side. But the Panthers have played well in these games. And over the course of the year, the games the Panthers have played against teams they've met in the playoffs the last couple of years, teams they have at least a brief playoff history against, whether it is Toronto, Boston, Tampa Bay, Edmonton, Vegas, Carolina, the Rangers, the Panthers have played really well against all these teams that they have that built in, that playoff history against. So I would expect that to add to the atmosphere. I would expect a natural playoff-type atmosphere tonight in Toronto, and I would expect the Panthers to come out with a good push early on in this one, looking to bounce back from last night.
Plagans, maybe I'm just getting caught up in the moment, and that's fair if you think I am. But what concerns me right now about the Panthers, aside from 2 straight losses to Montreal, is how many games they've given up the lead in the third period. I feel like last year that didn't happen. Certainly in the playoffs, the Panthers were the best team at grinding out finishes with 1-goal leads or being down, scoring a goal, taking the lead, and then grinding those games out as well. And there's been several games now, more than a handful, including last night, and I know it was a fluke, but the Cats just can't hold on to third period leads.
Well, this season the Panthers have led going into the third period 34 times, and they've won 30 of those. So I feel pretty good overall, full body of work over the course of the season. And that's been a hallmark trait of this team over the course of the last couple of years. So this is, they've always been comfortable when other teams are uncomfortable. That's why they're good in tight games. But they have been very good, in the Paul Maurice era, for example, protecting leads. And, this season, full body of work, no different. Sometimes you get late in the year and desperation kicks in. Wacky things can happen when you get down the stretch. But they like the way their game looks overall. They like a lot of where the underlying numbers are, things like that. And the other thing to remember, this is as battle-tested a team as you're going to find in the National Hockey League. You look at this group, and especially just from these last 2 years alone, there's no situation you can throw at these guys that they haven't seen. And there's especially no situation you can throw at Paul Maurice, at their head coach, that he hasn't seen over the course of his time in the National Hockey League. So, a full body of work. This team's very good at protecting leads. They're strong late in hockey games, and that's where their experience tends to take over. And come game 83, come the start of playoff time, this is as battle tested a group as you can find. So, and then looking at the last couple of months, this Panthers team's 14-7-1 since the start of February. So they're still playing at a really good clip. That's, you run that out over the course of an 82 game season, you're looking at a division winner. So that's why they're right there in this mix. That's why it very well could come down to the wire. They've got a couple of good teams they're in the race against, but this is a team that's going to be right there competing for this Atlantic Division crown right till the end.
Alana, would you like to withdraw that question? Because you said they can't hold on to a third period lead, and he immediately said they've led 34 times in the third period and won 30 of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Plagans, you absolutely tore my entire take apart with one stat. And you did it very nicely. I appreciate that. But you could have been a little harsher on me, Plagans. I don't know what I'm talking about, huh?
No, I you know, last night Montreal battled back, forced overtime. That can happen, but and it's not that, that's not what I'm trying to say. But I'm just throwing a statistic out at you. Full body of work, like I said, full body of work. This team is there's not a situation they haven't seen, and come playoff time, up in a game, down in a game, tied in a game. I'm not concerned with their approach whatsoever.
But you have to be a little bit worried if the postseason goes 34 games, that maybe four of those they're going to blow third period leads.
Well, you know, over a large sample size, crazy things can happen. But I still like that percentage. If you took a test when you were a kid at school and you got 30 questions right out of 34, you're probably doing okay.
I would have finally made my parents proud.